Let's get the extremely local news now, sponsored by Riverboat Twilight. Extremely Happy Travel is back. Secure your cruise today at riverboattwilight.com. From Block Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey. Let's talk about the good news for the National Museum of Mexican Art, Seamus.
Hey, Bob, good morning. Yes, a big week for the National Museum of Mexican Art in Pilsen. They just found out that they're getting an $8 million donation from Mackenzie Scott, who has been handing out money all over the country. She's the billionaire ex-wife of Jeff Bezos, and she's really kind of doubling down on cultural institutions around the country, particularly ones in underserved areas. And the National Museum of Mexican Art has been it's actually been shut down throughout the pandemic. It's reopening July 1st, so we're almost there. So lots of great news for them. They're trying to reopen it back up to its former glory. Now they're gonna have $8 million, unrestricted money, which is, as everyone knows, the best kind of money to get.
Yeah.
You can use it towards new programming, new construction, paying the staff a little bit more. So really a shot in their arm. It's not surprisingly the biggest donation the museum's ever gotten in its 39-year history. So they were very, very grateful for Mackenzie Scott and her husband's donation.
Good news in Humboldt Park this morning. Their favorite summertime destination is coming back, isn't it?
Right. You know, our Block Club readers keep asking us things like, when are the pools reopening? When are the water fountains being turned on? And one of the big ones was, when is the Humboldt Park beach coming back online? This is the Chicago's only inland beach. It's a man-made one, in the Humboldt Park area. It's kind of attached to the lagoon system. And they've had a beach there for, since the 70s. It's been alligator free since 2019 as well. They've had some problems in the past. They actually shut it down for a year in 2015 with no sign of reopening it. Some bacteria problems. It's expensive. They've got to fill up this water hole to do it. But they've assured us that it's going to be June 25th. They're filling it up now. It's going to be open to all residents to come by. And it's a cool little beach. Not a whole lot of places to swim, but there's some sand there. And if you can't make it to the lakefront, it's a nice place within Chicago to cool off.
And finally, we talked about this a lot the other day, but it's worth mentioning quickly one more time. The hardware store at 1138 West Belmont has been a lot more than just a hardware store, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has. And, these stories are always sad. Tenenbaum True Value is shutting down in Lakeview. It almost made 100 years. It really becomes a place of a community where, especially when the same family has owned it for years and years and years, the people that work there, the dog that walks through the aisles. And somehow these places, I don't know how they do it, but they seem to have everything you ever needed. And if you can't find it, just ask them. They probably have it somewhere. So it's a good, they're going to be doing sales for the next 2 months. The big going out of business sale started yesterday. They're thinking it's going to take about 2 months to clear out the inventory and all the fixtures, etc. So now's the time to check it out. We don't know what they're doing with the giant big T sign that hangs on Belmont, but hopefully that will find some place in Chicago history and be preserved.
Yeah,
but
maybe it'll be in somebody's apartment, because they're having a big apartment building in that space, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. Big apartment building, and who knows, maybe it'll end up outside some nostalgic bar. it's been done before.
Yeah. Thank you, Seamus. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Bob. You too.